Good evening, everyone. There's an expression, the heritage from your fathers is wonderful. Now own it. In Yiddish parlance, our Mesiras Avos is precious. But we need to own it for ourselves. It's not enough that the Mesira from previous generations is wonderful. We each need to find our own place in it. How do we find our own place in the Messiah? We take that same Torah Kedoshah of old, but we find ourselves, our chelek, our mahalach, our portal, how we embrace the Torah just like previous generations did. And we appreciate how that eternal story of the Netzach Yisrael Yishakru, of the eternal people, is our personal story. How that wind blowing through Jewish history, it's the story of the Ummah, the transgenerational story of the nation, but it's each of our personal stories that we each understand b'hashgachaso Hashem. From day one, was ensuring that each of us could be. Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah was strategized. A Yitzias Mitzrayim is going on to set in motion a domino effect that Chaim Doe in the year 2026 could thrive. Right? All of the ancient stories of Klal Yisrael are the stories of the nation, but they're stories of the individual. This is, of course, the basic message of Lel HaSeder, when we say how that Yitzias Mitzrayim is, yes, the national story, but it's also the personal story. Yuva Hotzia Kadosh Baruch Hu, as I was saying, we say from the get-go of the Magad, Hare Anu V'neinu V'nei V'neinu M'shu Badam Hayinu, this Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's affecting me. My life would be different if not for it, we say in the beginning of the Magad. And then we say at the end, Chayav Adam Liris HaSatzmo Kilu Hu Yatzah, it's my Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this understanding that we have to be able to own the story of old as our personal story, in my mind, goes to the essence of the opening narrative of this week's Parsha, Parshas Kisavo, and that is the Arami Ovid Avi passage. You have a farmer who brings his first fruits, brings his Bikurim. You would think he'll praise Hashem for the immediate. I have a sumptuous bounty. Thank you. The rain rained. Thank you. There was not a locust infestation. Right? Get right to the agrarian stuff, but that's not what he does. What does he speak about? Arami Ovid Avi, millennia ago. Let's start the story of my fruit that I'm holding here, not with my personal story, but that oldest of all Jewish stories going back to Yaakov Avinu himself and how love threatened him, Vayirdu Mitzrayimah, and it's in the pshut, or the basic meaning of the Arami Ovid Avi narrative, this expansive view, that for me to thrive as a Yid right now in Eretz Yisrael, speak out how he got here to Eretz Yisrael. Right? How there was a story of Golos and Geula going back to Yaakov and Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim from which we then arrived in the land, and that was all to enable me, this little Yidola, with his little basket. Do you see how he is conflating the national and the personal and the old with the new, which is one of the reasons why, in my estimation, the Arami Ovid Avi passage becomes the substance of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Magid Pesach night. V'hu she'idrash me'Arami Ovid Avi. The fact that it discusses the Yetzias Mitzrayim is not unique. There are so many passages in Chumash which discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim, which could have been worthy to darshan Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But note, it's this story which is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Magid frames it, is the ability to take that age-old story and relate it to self. Where would I be? We turn to Arami Ovid Avi in the beginning of our parsha, which is this magical ability the farmer has to take his most immediate and very direct story, my fruit, and say, no. This is not a one-chapter story in Chaim Toh's life. this chapter is actually retroactively reframing that millennia chapter long story of Klal Yisrael to bring me up to this point. And thereby he's owning the Messiah of Klal Yisrael for himself. And I would like to suggest that understanding the Aramid Ovid Avi passage this way, the owning of Jewish history, of Hashem's Hashkacha, of Mount Torah, the formative stages in Jewish history, it's my story, right? It's an opening theme of Parshas Kisavo, and it's an expansive theme of the entire Parsha. That's really what I would like to develop tonight. Parshas Kisavo, and in some sense, if we have time, we'll be able to study an even more expansive pattern throughout Sefer Dvarim. Right here at the end of Chumash, before the curtain falls on the most formative Jewish story, the Torah Kedoshah, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching Klal Yisrael, you're going to move away from the story in the Chumash, but don't think of it as the past. It is your present. It is your story, right? And this is why our Parsha is laced with several very interesting word patterns. For example, we've studied in the past, we really unearthed a wonderful pattern in the past. The word Hayom, today, literally dots the Parsha. You see it all over the place. Today. Right? As the Parsha begins. Right? It says, He got a Tihayim Lashem Alekach in the story of Bikurim. And it says, Hayom hazah Hashem alukach mitzav halasos asachukim, right? Asher anochi mitzav aschem hayom. Hayom hazah niyeis aliyam, right? Vayim shmaitish mekal Hashem alukach las kol mitzvah asher anochi mitzav hayom in the brachas. And then in the klalos, vayim losish mebekal Hashem alukach lishma alasos kol mitzvah asher anochi mitzav hayom. Today. Right? All the way to the very end of the parasha. When it says, You did not mature Klal Yisrael ad hayom as until today. Do you see how that term hayom pervasively permeates the parasha? When you pick up on a word pattern like that, it's like a pulsation of the text. Feel the pulse of the text. This is a parsha all about today. You know what it's saying? It's saying, Parshas Kisavo and the Arami Ovidava story is telling you, none of this is a story of the old. It's a story of today. And it's not a coincidence that at least twice over in the parasha, Rashi cites a medrash, that the Hayom is teaching us the principle of Yubei Nacha Kechadoshim. It should be new to you. It's as though the Torah was given today, right? Hayom asani yeis liyam, says Rashi, b'chol yom b'yom b'yubei necha ki ilu basa imo, ki ilu hayom basa imo b'bris, right? And then Rashi repeats similarly again. Rashi says, Hayom azah earlier. Hayom azah Hashem lekach mitzavcha b'chol yom b'yom yubei necha chadoshim ki upo b'yom netzav alehim. Right? I would suggest that these two statements of Rashi of the same Chazal, right, regarding particular expressions hayom, are really more expansively what the hayom word pattern of the parsha is about. It's about taking the ancient story and saying it's a story about today. The Torah is attaining new meaning today in my life. I am owning this as a stakeholder in the Messiah, right? As the farmer is reframing the Yetzias Mitzrayim of old. It's a new Yetzias Mitzrayim story because it's enabling this Yidalah with its basket, right, to have his life and his relationships and to thrive. And there's another word pattern which pervasively permeates the parasha, really another splendid find. from the very gecko of the parsha, it's almost a staccato echo. Hashem Elokecha, right? In the singular. Hashem, your God, right? Listen with your sensitive ear. The opening pasuk, V'hayu kisavol aretz asher Hashem Elokecha nisen lach. And then the second pasuk in the parsha, V'lokachtem eireches kol pri adama dat, asher Hashem Elokecha nisen lach. And then the third pasuk, V'osal akayin dat, V'yamartil v'haygadati ha-yoyim l'Hashem Elokecha. Again, Hashem Elokecha, right? And then the fourth pasuk, and then the fifth pasuk, right? As much as we trace the word hayyim is there all over, even more references than I mentioned, you see a five opening pasukim, Aral Hashem, your God, your God, your God, right? And pasuk yod, v'nachtel ofnei Hashem leikecha, right? Then pasuk yedal, v'samachtel b'chol ketov asher Hashem nasim lecha Hashem leikecha, Hashem your God, Hashem your God, right? Pasuk yigimu, v'amartel ofnei Hashem leikecha, right? Pasuk kesvav, hayem azah Hashem leikecha metzavcha, right? And you'll find so many more references throughout the parsha, v'shamachtel b'chol Hashem leikecha, all the way into the brachas and the klaus, v'hayem v'sishma b'chol Hashem leikecha, right? Hashem, your God. You understand? It's not. If it would say one time, Hashem, your God, I wouldn't make anything of it. But five consecutive staccato echoes in all the opening psukim, and then pervasively, Hashem, your God. You know the message? He's your God. Own him for yourself. Right? Yes, he's the God of our father, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But he's no less Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu. And you need to own him for yourself. The basic truth. Personal relationship to Hashem, not detached from the Masorah of old, but owning it for yourself, right? And there is nothing more pleasing to a parent than when a child is loyal to the Masorah with their own brand of Yiddishkeit. With their own brand of Yiddishkeit. I know exactly. Chanoch grew up with some of the old figures. The notion, you're doing things different, you dive on a different shul than me, right? They dress differently, they learn differently, right? To a healthy parent, they're owning the Messiah for themselves. You know, I just gave a shir in a certain Hasidish kehillah, and I am not from a Hasidish background, and I told them, I said, I come from a different base of Medrash than you. I said, but I believe in my life, in my way, everything the Baal Shem was preaching, Dachilu, Rachimo, Yiddishkeit is supposed to be done from a place of awe and love. I said, I believe I'm being mekayem everything the Baal Shem said, even though I don't wear a Bekashan Estrimal. You understand? The ideas have to be personalized for ourselves in our tzura. It's not a question of the form. Right? Not only do we have to transcend the form, more than that, it's a healthy thing that each generation, each Yiddo, we're finding our form for it. And that, I believe, is a great theme in Parshas Kisavo. In fact, I want to suggest that this whole notion that as we move forward into our own lives, right, we have one eye on the past and one eye on the present, is going to explain a broader pattern. Right? The opening of Parshas Kisavo, which, as we said, it's talking about a Yid entering Eretz Yisrael and celebrating his own first fruit, but he thinks about Arami Yovid Avi, the story of Yaakov Avinu. This is not an isolated statement. Let's pull it back a little bit. Think about Arami Yovid Avi in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo and how it has Yidin looking in the rearview mirror to Yaakov Avinu. And scroll back with me from Parshas Kisavo to Parshas Kisetze. I would like to suggest that our Rami Yovid Avi and the focus of Yaakov in the beginning of Kisavo is really the culmination of all of Parshas Kisetze. Because Yaakov, our Rami Yovid Avi, which describes Yaakov's story when love threatened him, in what Parsha did Yaakov Avinu experience that? The, the menacing father-in-law. They're really difficult to bear, right? Right? Not the complaints you hear in domestic Jewish life today. Oh, the shver, the shviger, right? All of that. So no, no, no. He really had an abusive father-in-law, for real, Yaakov Avinu. That whole story of Yaakov, Aram Yovid Avi Yaakov wasn't Golas. What parasha does that occur in? Parashas Vayetze. Very significant. He leaves. Leaving of comfort zones, going into Golas. Well, understand, immediately preceding the Aram Yovid Avi of our parasha, we have Kisetze, the parasha about leaving. Vayetze, well, this pattern becomes compelling. I've touched on this in previous years. When you see how Parshas Kisetze is literally laced with Vayetze and Yaakov references all over the place. I'll mention to you a few of them. Right? For example, how does Parshas Kisetze, last week's parsha, begin? And this is fun. This is engaging. This is breathtaking. It begins with mitzvah. A Jewish soldier goes out to work. Kisetze. You're leaving your comfort zone. You're leaving Eretz Yisrael. And on your kisetze, you encounter a Gentile girl. Right? Who's called the Yafas Tohar, a beautiful girl. Well, is that not exactly what happened to Yaakov Avinu in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze? He's in Golis, and he meets up with a Yafas Tohar. Immediately, scene at the well, right? That very poignant scene, he meets up with Rachel, who's called the Yafas Tohar. He also then encounters another very important woman in his life, who's not a Yafas Tohar. That's Leah, Enei Leah Rakos, Leah with the cried out swollen eyes, according to Chazal. Well, the Yafas Tohar in Parshas Kisetze, she begins with a beautiful face, but then Uvasa Saviyazim, she cries out her eyes. I believe the two faces of the Yafas Tohar in the Vayetze Kisetze are Rachel and Leah. Right? And then, what's the very next mitzvah in Parshas Kisetze? Right after the beautiful woman, the swollen-eyed crying woman, there's a beloved wife, there's a despised wife. Is that not the domestic story which breaks out? Rachel and Leah, Huva, Snua, that is explicitly the Lashon used in Parshas Vayetze. Vayav Yaakov as Rachel, and Rachel and Leah is called a Snua. And then, listen to the way this pattern gains steam. What happens? There's a whole competition here. The firstborn of the Ahuva versus the firstborn of the Snua. Was this not Yaakov's very struggle? Reuven, he was the Bechar from the Snua, but Yaakov favored the Ben Ahuva. He favored Yosef as the Bechar. And the Mefarshim asks, how could Yaakov do that in light of our parasha? But let me see, the language is delicious. Right? I'll say for you one, there many, many Ramos and Parshas Kisetze in my estimation of Yaakov's Golas story. I'll mention for you one more, right? You have a mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan in Parshas Kisetze, right? Well, Shiloh HaKan, the notion of sending away the mother bird when you take the child, that's explicitly referenced by Chazal in the Yaakov Golas story, right? Back in Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov's moving away from Laban and he encounters Esav. And he says, oh boy, Hashem, intervene here. Right? I have a vulnerable camp here. I have my women and my children here. And he says, Pen Yavova Hikani Aim Al Banim, lest Esav come and he will strike mother and child. Chazal say this reference to mother and child of Yaakov is a foreshadowing of Shiloh HaKan. Midrashically, Yaakov davens. He says, you have a mitzvah in the Torah. Lotikacha Aim Al Banim. Don't take the mother in front of the child. Hashem, don't allow mother to be slaughtered in front of child here by a menacing Esav, threatening my little fledglings, not in a physical nest, yeah, but my brood here. Right? That's just another wonderful clue of correlation. There are more, but suffice to say, Parshas Kisetze with matches Vayetze Vayishlach, especially in build-up our Aram Yovid Avi, because Sefer Devarim here, right, before the Jewish people move on, each man tachas gain tain over tachas after your personal story is one about, right, taking the story of your fathers and adopting it for yourself, right, and the pattern becomes more expansive. If Kisavo and Kisetze are Yaakov Avinu, then it would stand to reason the parsha before Kisetze and Kisavo, which is what. I apologize to work backwards, right? Dvarim Baschanan Ekev Re'eh Shoftim Kisetze. Shoftim then would be a reference to Yitzchak. Does that not make all the sense in the world? Shoftim, judges. Yitzchak's Midah is Midas Hadin. Now, you're going to find less explicit Ramazim, because the story of Yitzchak in Sefer Bereishis as well is much more condensed. Go back further then, immediately before Shoftim, our Parshios Ekev and Re'eh, they directly correspond to Avram. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. This is powerful to see it in front of you. Let's go back to Ekev Re'eh. Start with Ekev. Yeah? Let's read the opening pasuk in Parshas Ekev. V'haya Ekev Tishmanas ha-mashpatam ha-elu shmartam ha-sisam oisam. Oh, in place of keeping the mitzvahs, you will be blessed. Right? Where else in all of Chumash do we find the expression Ekev? In place of keeping mitzvahs, someone's blessed. Well, I can find two psukim in Avraham's life where it says the word Ekev. One is at the end of Ayera in the Akedah story, when it says, Hashem says after the Akedah to Avraham, he says, you're going to be blessed totally, right? He says, everything's going to be great. And then later in Parshas told us, Hashem tells Yitzchak, you're going to bless Ekev Asher Shem Avram. The coincidence is too great. Ekev is an Avramic word twice. He must be the protagonist of Parshas Ekev. One of these two psukim, the Baal Turim references in the beginning of Parshas Ekev. But it gets better than that. You know, any pattern, it's so exciting. Every clue, it's like the music is building. Not only does it say the word Ekev, but it continues. V'y Ekev Tishman v'shamar Hashem l'cha es ha-bris v'es ha-chesed asher nishba l'avosecha. Bris and chesed associated with the patriarch. You hear the Avram rhythm. Chesed, midav Avram. Bris Avram is the one who enters brisus with Hashem, bris ben Hashem, bris mila, asher nishba l'avosecha. And then what is the very next word? Pasuk Gimel? Yid Gimel? V'ahevcha. Uveirachacha. Love and blessed. Avram's called Avi. He's blessed. You see, it's Avram is all over Parshas Ekev, and we've discussed this in Parshas Ekev, how the theme of Parshas Ekev is material blessing. That it is the parasha which discusses the Shem's Haminim, the land is going to be blessed, Hashem says Ekev, the kingdom is going to be great. The second parasha of Kriyat Shema is in Parshas Ekev. We learn to use money and prosperity properly. That's why Birchas Hamazon is in Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev has the words, be careful. Be careful, you don't forget. Hashem missed all the materialism, right? Using money properly, material blessing. That's the Avram story, as we've studied in the past. Avram is the most materially blessed of all the others. Lech lecha, go for yourself. It's not the image of God's suffering servant. You listen to God and you say, no. Avram teaches the world a beautiful concept. You listen to Hashem, you're blessed, you're freilich, you're flying high, right? Which is why one of the Parshas Ekev mitzvahs, which is Birchas Hamazon, you could trace directly in Avram's life. The famous Gemara, which says, regarding Avram Avinu's Eshel. Right? When the guest would rise to thank Avram. Thank you, Avram was this. Kind of, have you ever experienced back in your youth up north, some real philanthropists, real gvirim who really were bali chesed, right? And they would sit the covet in front of the table, right? You know some of those really fine figures in Klal Yisrael, right? So that was Avram. Avram was a nasi. He was a prince in the Siyah. And they'd rise to thank him, and Avram would say, don't thank me, thank the one who really gave you the food, Hashem. That's the model of Birchas Hamazon, of Parshas Ekev, is in the Avramic story. He's the one who teaches people a notion of seeing Hashem and material blessing, right? That's Parshas Ekev, that's Avram. And then the pattern continues perfectly in Parshas Re'eh, which is also Avramic. If Ekev is connected to Parshas Lech Lecha, for yourself, Lanosko, Tovosko, you're blessed, Parshas Re'eh is certainly connected to the second Parsha of Avram, which is Parshas Vayera. Right? It's unbelievable. Right? The Parsha begins Re'eh. See? Right? And the Parsha then concludes with the mitzvah of Aliyas Regel. Now, Aliyas Regel, the ascent to the Makom HaMikdash, so wonderfully parallels the end of Parshas Vayera, which is the story of the Akedah when Avram trucks up to the Makom HaMikdash. In fact, right, that's our bookend. begins with Re'eh, just like Vayera did. Vayera Hashem al Avram, and it ends with Aliyas Regel, just like Parsha Vayera ends with the Akedah. In fact, there's a wonderful textual echo. The pasuk at the end of Parsha's Re'eh, which speaks about Aliyas Regel ascending to the Makom Mikdash, it says, Yeirah kol zechurcha. Every male will see the presence, will be seen by Hashem, and it's read, there's a creek sieve, right? Midrashically, it can also be read, Yeirah kol zechurcha. You're seen by Hashem, you are seen, but you see Hashem, you are seen by Hashem. Well, that expression, Yeirah, seeing Hashem and being seen by Hashem, where does that appear? In the Akedah. When at that very place, Makom Mikdash, right? We're going to lay in this in Rosh Hashanah, right? It says, Avram called that place Hashem Yireh, Asher Yamaram B'har Hashem Yireh. It's unmistakable. Seeing Hashem, being seen by Hashem in the Makom Mikdash where Aliyas Regel happens. This is the end of Parshias Vayera and Re'eh respectively. All in all, what's emerged from our pattern here is, right, that all our work in Parshas Kisavu, seeing the old story of the Avos becoming our personal story, this is a much more expansive pattern, right? At least from Parshas Ekev Re'eh, Torah focused on Avram. Think about all our patterns, Parshas Ekev, Avram, the model of seeing Hashem's blessing materially followed by Re'eh, the notion of sight, Makom Mikdash, right, and how that parallels, right, Ekev Re'eh, Keneged Lech Chavayir, the story of Avram, and then Parshas Shoftim, as we said, Yitzchak Midas Hadin, and then Parshas Kiseitze Kisavo, the story of Yaakov Avinu's Vayetze. This is all coming together as an Avos pattern, culminating in our Parsha. I know I expanded everyone here a little retroactively to past Parshas, but I was trying to build a meta pattern here, right? That I believe beyond the Arami Ovid of itself, with the entire rear view mirror picture, it's the entire story of the Avos Nemos, which is being recapitulated here in Parshas Devarim, telling the Jewish people, right? The Chumash is closing. It's becoming your story. Adopt it for yourself, just like the farmer's doing here in Parshas Kisavu at the end of the greater Avos story. And he's saying, everything which happened in Jewish history, it's really me. It's really my story, right? And hence I go back to the original statement. This is what Mesorah Savas is all about. Mesorah. It's not the stifling notion. When I say that word, Mesorah, yeah, I have an American background just like everyone else here. And I also know all the echoes, tradition, and how they mocked us, right? To them, Mesorah meant, right, being tradition meant what? It meant being stuck in an old world, right? Right? That is not what the concept of Mesorah is. Mesorah, actually, the very word Mesorah, what does the word Mesorah mean? The word Mesorah, literally from the word limsar, moser, means to transmit. The term Mesorah always implies throughout Chazal, it's taking something and it's giving it over to another place and another situation. Moser, right? So what it means is, we have a wonderful blessing, the greatest treasure on earth here, the Torah Kedoshah from Hashem. It's not meaning stale, sterile, or as I once heard it described, right, when there's not a Koach HaChiddush in Torah, the Dvar Divrei Torah sounds so old, there are almost whiskers growing on them. We don't want that sort of Torah. And I once heard that in a certain yeshiva in a certain basement. Oh boy, the yeshiva was saying the same chakir everyone else says and just re-saying it over. Right? It's like he pulled the old hot dog out of the back of the freezer. And we know those who are great, successful in our B'tzei Torah, it's substantively that same gift, but in the richness of the word Mesorah, right? It's nimsar, it's transmitted appropriately, relatably. It's the new generation, right? The word Mesorah, just such a beautiful, 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 beautiful word to describe all of this, right? And the trajectory of Torah, the glorious trajectory of Torah, which will continue forever, 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 is because it's an immutable substance which never needs to be changed, because the portals to it and the avenues to it are endless, and we own it for ourselves and thereby become stakeholders in this great Messiah of old. May we all be zaycha for ourselves, for our children, to maintain fidelity to that gift of old. Fidelity specifically because we are each able to own it for ourselves, this wonderful Messiah of old, which I believe is the meta-message of Parshas Kisavo and the more expansive pattern that we developed. Amen. Kane Yehi.